queen of self-sabotage. And this heartbreak montage, you're gonna lose it anyway. It's best to quit the race before you've lost. Queen of self-sabotage, drown yourself in punk rock. Drive out to the range, explode and load a couple off. For every second you throw away, every time you fly it said I'll stay. Oh, they want too much, it's not worth the rush for the heartache. Blow it all away, blow it.
Dream Masons live here on Near Rocks.
Hello.
Welcome. That's
hello.
That's one hell of a way to say hi. We're here.
Thanks, man.
Who'd like to make an entrance?
Do you do that everywhere? Like when you go to the grocery store, or laundromat? You just that'd be awesome, though, wouldn't it?
One time in Walmart, I just was like, I just really need to do this. I was 18, and I just at the top of my lungs sang, "We should be lovers." That's the only time I've ever.
And how'd that turn out for you?
Some one person was like, "We can't do that," and I was like, "Yes."
Introduce yourselves before this gets too weird.
I'm Anastasia.
I'm Eric.
And I'm Phil.
We are the Dream Masons minus one, Austin. Austin Sauce. He's asleep. We love him.
He's asleep. Was he going to be here, and then he was just like, "No, I'm sleeping."
He's adjusting to a new schedule.
He worked. He used to work night shift, and then they switched him to day shift without any break. So he worked all night, went home for 3 hours and then came back for the day shift.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was rough.
That's dedication.
Yes.
So. Well, the Dream Masons, you guys have had got some stuff going on. You've got a you're here because you have a new single.
Yes.
That we're going to debut here on Neo Rocks.
Yay. Yep. Correct. Mm-hmm. No one's ever heard it.
Look at that. Eric, I told you they liked us.
We do. We do.
I was confident that they did.
You make us look cool.
Well, you do have a new single coming out, and why don't you tell us about it? It's called Coasting. Tell us a little bit about it.
Coasting's about taking trips and taking trips.
Okay.
To sum it up, it's actually about a lot of different things, but those are two present themes.
Awesome. Was there one writer behind this, or was this a collaborative effort?
All of our songs are generally collaborative. This was a little bit exciting because Eric kind of let me like be more creative than in the past. He trusted me, which is pretty cool. I got to have a little bit more input, but overall, it's always a team effort.
You notice how he's like choking while you say that. Right? Like, oh my gosh, did I really do that?
It was funny, I had this notebook of ideas, and he's like, why didn't you share these? And I was like, I don't know, it's just minding my own business.
Like, great ideas for, like, horn parts, little, like, organ stuff, you know? Like, that needs to be heard, at least experimented with, at least try, you know, at least give it a shot and see what happens.
Now, do we experience all that in this trippy song called Coastin'?
It's got a lot of layers, like an onion or a cake, but you might not, like, be able to hear it all, but they're there.
Well, and Eric and I actually have an Eric Simna. We haven't heard it yet because you just kind of gave it to us as you walked in. So we're excited. Are you excited to debut it here on Neo Rocks?
Yeah, I just wanted to make one more mention that we tracked it at Broadwave Studios in Lorain, throwing some love out to Lorain County, an awesome studio out there.
With Luke Thiel.
And we mixed it with Compass, which is our Steve Perino's. He's our longtime producer. But yeah.
Well, we've got Dream Masons with Coastin right now on Neo Rocks.
You got a mind that's dark and dirty. You got the kind of ideas I need. You got something for me, baby. Yes, you got something for me. Just have to keep
Dream Masons' brand new single called Coastin' here on Neo Rocks. There are a lot of places I can hear that song being played.
Yes.
A lot of places, and the crowd's absolutely loving it.
Yeah, I agree. That was a very cool tune. You were right. It's like an onion, a cake.
Mm-hmm.
What else has layers?
Ogres.
Lemon, but lemons don't really have layers. But it reminds me a lot of lemons.
Like party dip, like that fancy party dip with the guacamole and then the sour cream and the beans.
That has layers. Skin? Ew.
Okay, that's weird. The Dream Masons here with us, Odd Neo Rocks. Talking about the new single that you just heard, Coastin', and that's going to be in our library. Eric, please make a note.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes we forget to put CDs into the library, so that's going to happen. Very cool. So not only do you have a new single that you just released or will release, when does it actually come out?
Probably August 1st.
August 1st.
Oh, wait, you said 2nd.
August 7th.
7th. Now what do I know about anything? Clearly I'm out of the loop here.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it'll be August 7th. We're actually releasing a music video on August 1st, so that was the confusion.
Look at me.
So.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about next. You guys were a part of a podcast, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, Welcome to Night Vale, is that correct?
Yeah, it's awesome.
So tell me about that.
Well, we applied for it in December. We didn't expect anything of it. And then randomly in March, we got an email from Joseph freaking Fink, which if anyone knows, he's like the guy that does it. And it's from him. And I cried. And I was like sick to my stomach because they have 8 million monthly listeners.
Wow.
So we knew it was like going to be really cool. And that kind of rocketed that song up to reach out to so many people. We've got floods of fan love all over the world of people that were touched by it that helped through various scenarios. And we just wanted to make a music video with that in mind and be able to give more art to people who have really loved the song. It's doing so amazingly on Spotify right now, and we hope everyone likes it. Eric McGuinn actually reached out to us. He's the director, and he wanted to really do a project with us, and so that's the direction that we went in. And it's been a hell of a freaking trip to make this video. We did not anticipate how hard it was going to be.
And the song you're talking about is All or Nothing, correct?
Yes, All or Nothing. I should have said that, sorry.
No, it's okay. I just want to make sure we're covering our bases, that's all. But you said it was a experience then, huh?
It was. We've set things on fire. They've hosed me down. like in that order. all of us at the same time, excluding Austin, have been out in the lake. Oh. We've been in a waterfall. We've been anywhere. We've been in a 200-year-old church, which some crazy stuff happened, but we can't really talk about it on the air.
Creepy, to say the least.
A lot of different filming locations, but, you know, I think it was 5 or 6 days of filming.
But it took, like, weeks.
Yeah, it was over, you know, 2 or 3 months.
It kicked our butts.
Everybody's so busy, you know.
Yeah. Still a learning experience for sure, though.
With your reactions, is there going to be another music video in the future? Because it seems like you guys are kind of like, yeah, this was, we're not going to do that again.
We're going to make another music video very soon, actually. It'll probably be released later in the year, but we're just going to stay in one or two spots this time. We went way too big for the budget that we don't have, and it was just taxing.
You're going to go with the concert performance music
something
video.
Something like that, yeah.
Something classic.
It was wild and fun, though, and I could not imagine how much fun you'd have for like 8 hours in the same spot on the lake. But to celebrate, when it's done, we're going to have a watch party, we're going to project the video, and we're going to have a giant bonfire, and we're going to burn some of the props.
In a very spiteful manner.
I kind of wanted to get like a paintball gun and just have everyone and bring some axes and just, but that would be a dangerous party.
See, this is the scene for the next music video. You just need to shoot this.
Right.
I told you.
So we're talking with the Dream Masons. You just heard their brand new single, Coastin', here on Neo Rocks. Do you guys want to play something else live?
Right on. That sounds great.
What are you going to play?
We're going to play Mr. Darwin versus the Mob.
The Dream Masons live on Neo Rocks.
They open him up in the fresh break of light, and the breeze of the sea sifting up through the docks. He knew it was coming when he started running. Time moved like a bullet, paying no mind to your watch. Took 2 minutes to think, for the boys took a drink of his tonic Barolo. Hints of lies and betrayal. Well, Mr. Dodwin was quick, and the man, he was cunning. But the moment he answered, he knew he had failed. Cowardice is nothing, baby. Better off to die in shame. Roll the dice if you feel lucky. Letting chance decide your fate. There's no easy fix in life. Make the choice and pay the price. Double cross your leg and says end up hanging out to dry. Birds flew in his cage, but were frightened away by a pair of blue gloves laying bright yellow tape. They removed the bugs that were part of the bust, where the tangled black vines hung like delicate lace. Well, he shouldn't have got mixed up with this lie, but involving the cops would absolve him. He thought such a grand display beneath open sun, and with little taste, a statement he was. Oh, cowardice is nothing, baby. Better off to die in shame. Roll the dice if you feel lucky. Letting chance decide your fate. There's no easy fix in life. Make the choice and pay the price. Double cross your ally and says end up hanging out to dry. Give it up, you'll never get it back, but you'll wait for eternity. But it's gone, it's never coming back. It's just one of those rules in life where all the best things keep slipping away. Cowardice is nothing, baby. Better off to die in shame. Roll the dice if you feel lucky. Letting chance decide your fate. There's no easy fix in life. Make the choice and pay the price. Double cross your alliances. End up hanging out to die.
The Dream Masons live here on Neo Rocks. Mr. Dartwin versus the mob.
He dies.
You're so bright and cheery.
Well, you don't mess with the mob. Actually, I wrote an outro line, but it's too corny to add. It's, they made no attempt at hiding the job. There's no easy way out once you're in with the mob. Lesson learned.
That's good. That's good.
That's the title of the new album.
It's a little wordy.
Yeah.
Bring it back to emo ages when everybody had 8-sentence titles.
So the new single, Coastin'.
Yes.
That is being released when?
That'll be released on August 7th.
August 7th.
Yeah, you can find that pretty much everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music. Those are the big ones.
And where can people find out about you?
Our Facebook would be a great place for right now. It's just facebook.com/TheDreamMasons. And we also have a Bandcamp, which is pretty nifty. If you want all the lyrics, they're all on there.
And then when are you playing next?
We're going to be playing on July 29th at Halls with the Window Dogs, Glowing Moses, and Passenger Trip.
That show is at 8 o'clock. I have it in front of me.
Yeah. Doors open at 8 at Mahal's in Lakewood. It should be a great time.
There's going to be a magician there named Gilligan. He's pretty cool.
Gilligan is getting a lot of love tonight. Actually talking about him. You see that paper in front of you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were talking about this concert earlier, and he's
He's all over the place.
Yeah, he's making his way around town, apparently.
Man, love it. The thing I love about Gilligan is he always posts pictures on Facebook about what he's doing, where he's doing it, and what he's eating while he's doing it. Which is always entertaining.
He's just, like, a fun-loving guy. He's so, like, goofy and exactly like what you'd expect a magician to be like, I guess.
And he has an awesome hat collection.
He does.
Yes.
He told us to pick what hat we wanted him to wear, and he said he had, like, 8 different ones at least to choose from.
That's amazing.
That sounds like Gilligan. Well, Dream Masons, thanks again for coming in. We're gonna finish up with another tune here, correct?
Yes.
What are we gonna hear?
This is called "Love's Not Dead."
The Dream Masons on Neo Rocks.
Fell asleep, the darkness led you to the pit of a dream. Your ghost slipped through the soles of your feet. A current took you to her cold window pane. With curiosity, you dissolved through the frame. You hovered gently and looked on while she slept. Your mind flashing to when you first left. You sighed heavy, your heart filled with lead. A breathless longing reeled you over her bed. You hovered gently above her. Your nose kissed her nose, transfixed and flawless. But just then you wished that you'd feast on her marigold eyes and devour her rose petal lips. Whoa. Heart turned over as though asleep in the bed, and you felt it rouse from slumber, repeating, "Love's not dead." Yes, you traveled the world over to forget her pretty smile, but your heart knew what it wanted, growing fonder with each mile. And although it isn't pleasant, the wolves are howling in your head. Love's not dead, love's not dead, love's not dead. Love's not dead, love's not dead, love's not dead. Long ago, you made a promise on a lonely road. The desert air was the only one you would know. Success would take you to a fiery place, and in Nevada you'd be leading the race. Treasured in Tucson you thought you had won, but Arizona's no stranger to plateaus. Your buried treasure was a calling your name, your song repeated on an endless plain. You've led to meditate alongside the grand, to find the river not alone being damned. Transfixed and flawless, but just then you wish that you feast on her marigold eyes and devour her rose-petal lips. Oh, oh. Well, your whole heart turned over as though asleep in a bed, and you felt it rise from slumber, repeating, "Love's not dead." Is you traveled the world over to forget her pretty smile, but your heart knew what it wanted, growing fonder with each mile. And although it isn't pleasant, the wolves are howling in your head. Love's not dead, love's not dead, love's not dead. Love's not dead, love's not dead, love's not